Dear listeners, Sai Ram from Prashant and Nilayam, and welcome once again to Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. I am Team Radio Sai's Vishu, and today we have a bhajan which adores our Lord as the Guru. A bhajan which used to be sung in the earlier era in Prashant and Nilayam, in the 60s and 70s. So this is how the first line of the bhajan flows.
Guru Deva, Sharanam Deva.
So we will now learn this bhajan. It's a short bhajan, four lines. Let's get familiar with the lyrics and then we'll move on as always to the tune, the raga. And then we will have a conversation with Brother Ame Deshpande, a former student of Bhagwan's University who now works for the Sri Sathya Sai Center for Human Values, a part of Sri Sathya Sai Central Trust. He will be sharing his insights over a conversation on this bhajan, and then we'll listen to the final version of this bhajan, the Mandir version, as it is sung in Prashant and Nilayam. So let's begin with the lyrics.
Guru Deva, Sharanam Deva, Pahi Prabho, Sharanam Deva, Sundara Rupa, Sri Sai Deva, Sharanam Sharanam, Sadguru Deva.
Now that you are familiar with the lyrics, here is how the tune of this bhajan flows.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale G Pancham.
Guru Deva, Sharanam Deva.
Guru Deva, Sharanam Deva.
Guru Deva, Sharanam Deva.
Guru Deva, Sharanam Deva.
Pahi Prabho, Sharanam Deva.
Pahi Prabho, Sharanam Deva.
Pahi Prabho, Sharanam Deva.
Pahi Prabho, Sharanam Deva.
Guru Deva, Sharanam Deva.
Guru Deva, Sharanam Deva.
Sundara Sri Sai Deva,
Sundara Rupa, Sri Sai Deva,
Sundara Rupa, Sri Sai Deva,
Sundara Rupa, Sri Sai Deva.
Sharanam Sharanam Sadguru Deva.
Sharanam Sharanam Sadguru Deva.
Sharanam Sharanam Sadguru Deva.
Sharanam Sharanam Sadguru Deva.
Guru Deva, Sharanam Deva.
So that's the short bhajan adoring the Lord as Guru. Brother Srinivaslu gave us a slow demonstration of the tune. And now for those of us who are interested in ragas and who want to know what makes this little bhajan on Guru so special, let us learn a little more on the composition. So Anirudh, what are your thoughts on the makeup of this bhajan?
Sai Ram Vishu.
Sai Ram.
This wonderful vintage bhajan is based on rag Shivaranjini. And looks like there are many vintage bhajans in raga Shivaranjini. And it is one of the ragas which gave the feel of a more longing for the God.
Yes.
And as well as many old compositions are also composed in Shivaranjani Raga. Means a very beautiful Raga Malika, but it starts in the Shivaranjani. Comes to my mind when I think of Shivaranjani is...
Kurai vondru millai mare murthi kanna Kurai vondru millai kanna Kurai vondru millai govinda.
It's a wonderful song, Tamil song, sung by M.S. Subbulakshmi Garu. And the whole feeling of the song is that I have no complaints.
Mm.
Oh Lord, I don't have any complaint. And it goes on saying that, Kannukku theriyamal nirkindrai kanna, hiding from this vision of mine, you are standing there, oh God. Kurai ondrumillai mare murthi kanna. It's a beautiful song. And the first part is so beautifully composed in the Shivaranjani. And of course, the Shivaranjani keeps coming again in between the song also. And when you come to our bhajans also, we have many bhajans in Shivaranjani.
And maybe you can share the arrow of Shivaranjani.
Yes. So we have Sari Shuddhiri Ga Komal Ga
Pa Dha
Shuddha Dha
Sa Dha Pa Ga Re Sa Dha Sa.
This is the basic structure of Shivaranjani, and many singers and musicians have performed Shivaranjani adding some more notes as well in the Hindustani classical music.
Sa Re Ga Pa Ga Re Sa Da Da Sa Re Sa Da Da Pa.
That's an addition of Komal Da.
Pa Da Sa Re Ga
Shuddha Ga
Ga Da Pa Ga Re Sa Da Sa. Daya Sudha Barsao Mata Jaya 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 Ambe. He Shivanandana Jaya Jagavandana Jaya Gaudi Sutta Pahi Gajanana Manasa Bhajare Guru Charanam Sai Charanam Pranamamyaham.
Yet another Guru Bhajan in Shivaranjani.
Yeah. I think we have seen this before also. There are many Sai Bhajans in this Raga. And given that this Raga lends itself so easily to expression of deep-seated feeling, deep-seated yearning for the Lord, maybe you should do a small alap and just share how, even though you do not have words like Daya Karo or Krupa Karo or Raksha Karo, just the way the swaras are arranged in this raga, automatically the heart expresses those feelings just with the nature of the way the raga flows. So if you can just share the flow of the raga, and maybe we can experience through that the magic of this beautiful play of notes in Shivaranjani.
Yes, brother, I'll give it a try. Ah. Perfect example for the words which you said before is that though you don't have the lyrics, daya karo, kripa karo, raksha karo, I mean the lyrics need not be the major, playing the major part in getting the mood of the bhajan. Swami himself sang Shivaya Parameshwaraya.
Yes.
In the Shivaranjani.
Correct.
And it's such a beautiful emotion. Yes. That there is no lyrics, daya karo, kripa karo.
Yes.
It is just a namavali.
Yes.
Shivaya Parameshwaraya Chandrasekharaya Namo.
Yes.
So the feel there is given by, yes, the way of singing, of course.
Yes.
Namo. This kind of slow glides in the raga, and ultimately with what prayer we sing, that's what connects more to the song. And even this Daya Sudha Barsao Mata, the lyrics are so beautiful.
Yes.
Devi Niranjani Sai Bhavani Jaya Jaya Jayambe Jaya Jaya Jayambe Omkara Rama Prashanti Rama Parabrahma Satya Sai Rama. In fact, this kind of bhajans where the lyrics are not Daya Karo Kripa Karo, the tune itself is so powerful.
Yes.
With the simple Namavali lyrics, make you think of the leelas of God.
Yes.
He is that Parabrahma.
Yes.
Sai.
And with a lot of emotion you think of the Lord.
Yes.
But you are not asking for anything.
It's
not as if you are in sorrow or anything.
Yes.
But you are just in ecstasy, in deep emotion and devotion to the Lord.
Yes. Yeah. So the feel and the mood given by the Shivaranjani, same Shivaranjani in the bhajan. Nandalala.
Yes.
Nandalala. And Karunantaranga is actually same.
Yes.
Just that the lyrics enhance it because one is Daya Karo.
Yes.
Because you know that the raga is very sad, so you are asking for Daya and Kripa.
Yes.
On the other hand, you have just a simple Namavali, but the impact and the feeling, the bhava is verily same.
Yes.
And also you have one more beautiful bhajan. That's also one more lyrics based bhajan. In the sense, the lyrics with the tune give a entire feel to this bhajan.
But I think ideally, as Bhagwan always wanted bhajans to be largely based on Namavali. So,
yes.
So that way, without those lyrics,
yes,
overtly conveying, you know, and asking for the mercy of the Lord, but just through the tune, if you can really yearn for the Lord, I think that is
yes.
the best.
Yes, this Namavali is actually help the people from all across the
Absolutely.
Countries.
Yeah.
Because it's just Rama, Krishna, Govinda, yeah. Yeshu, Allah,
Sarvadharma.
You don't
have to know Hindi, you don't have
yes.
to know. The moment you have generally Hindi, Sanskrit comes in. This
yes.
is just the names of the Lord.
Fantastic. And automatically feeling comes with the bhava in which they sing.
Yes. yes. So let's do the swaras.
Yes. So let's take the first line.
Guru Deva Sharanam Deva Pada Sariga Gare Sadari Sa Pada Sariga Gare Sadari Sa Pahi Prabho Sharanam Deva Sariga Pa
This is slow bhajan, isn't it?
It's slow and it also can be sung in a medium way.
Guru Deva Sharanam Deva.
It's a very short bhajan.
Yeah, so you
just
can...
Just four lines, yes.
Yeah, if you start it little faster, then, you know, it can be a medium speed bhajan.
Yeah, perhaps Arvind Sai can show the exact tempo in which generally this bhajan is started in the mandir. Let's have the count. One.
2 3 4 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 Guru Deva Sharanam Deva
Guru Deva Sharanam Deva
Pahi Prabho Sharanam Deva
Pahi Prabho Sharanam
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Anirudh and Arvind Sai.
Thank you, Vishu.
Sai Ram. Sai Ram. So now comes the time to dwell a little more on what this bhajan conveys to us. And let's do this through a conversation. Brother Amey Deshpande, a member of the Prashanti Mandir Bhajan group, shares his insights and reflections on this bhajan. Saram, Brother Amey, and welcome once again to Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So, the bhajan that Bhagwan has given us an opportunity to dwell on today is this beautiful bhajan, adoring him as Guru. And in fact, the moment I even mention this, you know, that thought that comes to me is how in a conversation, Bhagwan mentioned to a student who was serving him. I think we all know that story, but I think it is worth repeating. When he asked Swami, Swami, in probably in 1 or 2 years, I'm going to leave the portals of the institution. And how should I always remain connected to you? What is the relationship that I should foster so that, you know, I'll always be connected to you, you know? Because at different points in time, you relate to Bhagwan in different ways. You know, when you feel so much of his love, then you think Swami is like Mother Saima. And then sometimes when he takes the stick to discipline you, then you think, oh my God, he is a disciplinary father. And there are moments, you know, where you can share things only with him, which you can't share with anyone else. And you feel, oh my God, I mean, he's the only friend, my best friend. And then there are times, you know, when he really elevates you and you feel he's that divine preceptor. So, and when he asks this question, and then Swami very clearly tells him that if you want my relationship with you to last, not just this lifetime, but for lifetimes to come, then treat me as a Sadguru and be my disciple. That's what Swami says. And, you know, this is something that has always stayed in my mind, because when we look at whatever Bhagwan is doing to our inner self through this lens, then you get actually so much clarity to at least assimilate, digest and infer the way Bhagwan is working in our hearts.
And possibly I think that's the one... there's the one thing that, you know, to a large extent, the world also requires.
Mm.
See, oftentimes, God today in many people's life has become like an ATM machine. I like to give that as a, you know, you walk into, there are over, I think, tens of thousands of temples in India.
Yes.
There are mosques and churches and gurudwaras and, you know.
The number of places of worship are innumerable.
Pagodas, yes, are innumerable across the world.
Yeah.
And all of them are full and all of them are prosperous. And, you know, so does that mean then when there is such a high devotion quotient in the world, why do we find ourselves in that position? Right, that's a question that always has come to my mind. You go to Guruva, you're from the north of the south of India, Kanyakumari, right up to you know, Kashmir. You go from Somnath in the west to you know, to Guwahati, the mother's temple in Guwahati, and all the temples are full and millions of people teeming in into the sanctum sanctorum. And then you wonder, why is there corruption still in the country? Why is there poverty, illiteracy and cheating and all of this in our country, when if there is so much of love for God, there should be fear for sin. But somewhere along the way, I think that is the point that Swami is trying to tell us, is that I don't want your devotion. You become my disciple. Right? How many people, you know, are really wanting to become disciples of the Lord? Which is to follow what he is teaching. More importantly, is to lead the life, the kind of life that he led. He or, you know, the our masters have led. So I think that is a very critical difference between, you know, an ordinary relationship of a bhakta and God, which is bhakti, and that between a sadguru and a disciple, which would be called as prema. Right? Because Swami often used to say that there is no condition attached between the guru and the disciple, the shishya. Right? The guru has accepted the shishya for all his qualifications and disqualifications. Similarly, once the shishya has told the guru that you are my master, then come what may, however he's treated, and we have had, we have hundreds of examples where the guru treats the shishya very terribly, and yet the shishya holds on to the feet of the guru, saying, I'm just not going to let you go. So I think that is what is missing today in our country, and that's the clarion call that Swami has given even as a 14-year-old, when he said, Manasa Bhajare not Deva Charanam. He said, Manasa Bhajare Guru Charanam. He did not say, Manasa Bhajare Rama Charanam or Krishna Charanam or Shiva Charanam. Make these Rama, Krishna and Shiva into your Guru. That's why he says,
and know, obedience.
And that's what, because
so that only then the obedience handle can.
In fact, I remember one more thing Swami would often, in Trai, you know, he would say, man ante manners undali. You know, he would play with this. So man, if you want to call yourself man, means manner should be there. Boy ante behavior undali. And then the third thing is to say, devotee ante, then everybody said devotion undali. Swami said, no, డిసిప్లిన్ ఉండాలి. డివోటీ అంటే డిసిప్లిన్ ఉండాలి, విచ్ వాజ్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ యాంటిథెటికల్ రైట్ దట్ వై ఇస్ నాట్ స్వామి నాట్ సేయింగ్ డివోషన్ ఉండాలి. Because, no, in order to be the best devotee that you can, you have to be, according to the 12th chapter of yes. you know, Bhagavad Gita also, it is, you have to follow a set of discipline in your life. Right? Swami used to would often say that devotion is like a river that goes between the two banks of duty and discipline. As long as the river flows between the banks, it is beautiful, it is life-nourishing, it sets up civilizations, okay? And it reaches the ocean, which is its ultimate goal. The moment this river breaches the banks, okay, then the same river becomes devastating. It becomes destroying. It destroys crops. It destroys human population and animal population. So, you know, devotion also must be within the limits of duty and discipline, which are the two banks.
Wow. In fact, so, you know, when you sing this bhajan, Gurudeva, Sharanam Deva,
గురుదేవా శరణం దేవా,
యు నో, వన్ థాట్ దట్ కమ్స్ ఇస్ యు నో, ఇన్ అటర్ సప్లికేషన్,
yes, surrender,
you are at the feet okay. of the Lord, you know, and then Pahi Prabho is like, you know, you're saying you are my only savior.
Correct. I feel, first of all, is the raga of the bhajan, means whenever we associate with Shivaranjani, it is very melancholic and it has a sense of pathos in it.
Yes.
So all the other bhajans, for example, nandalala nandalala, either if it is this bhajan or Tripura Sundarima.
I'm reminded of another bhajan, Shivarandari, Guru Bhajan.
Manas Bhajare.
Correct.
Guru Chara.
Yeah, but again, that has a very different feel.
Yeah, different feel.
Different feel to it. Yeah.
Jaya Jaya Ram, yes. Jagadabhiram.
Yes. So there are so many beautiful bhajans. So in that genre, this one also comes.
Guru Deva, Sharanam Deva.
And here also this Pahi Prabho is coming as a, like, you have so many other bhajans with Pahi Prabho. For example,
Shambho Shankar Deva, Pahi Prabho Sharanam Deva.
So that Pahi Prabho and this Pahi Prabho, no, have so much difference. Though it's the same words, just the music element gives so much of difference. So to me, again, this bhajan kind of took me back to the immediately post 24th April days, when we would miss him a lot. In fact, I remember, I had a very vivid dream, where, you know, I'm sitting in the Kulwant Hall, almost nobody is there, okay, and I'm looking around and I'm wondering, is this how Prashanthi Nilayam is going to be? You know, with nobody there at all.
This before 2011?
No, after. You know, almost, I think, 3-4 months after, after 24th April 2011. And we were all sitting, just a very, very few bhajan group members. We are sitting and we are singing and suddenly the chair, you know, in next to the samadhi, the chair is moving. Oh. Okay. And it is coming forward. And it is almost like everybody is having a gasp, you know, there's a collective gasp in Kulwant Hall. Like, you know, oh my God, you know, Swami has come, but we are not able to see him. And then, I remember in the dream very vividly, you know, the kerchief is going up in the air. And, you know, to clean the mouth the way Swami used to do it. And there's another collective gasp. And even as this gasp is like, you know, it's like taking shape, people are running in from all directions into the Kulwant Hall. Okay, like we can literally hear the footsteps, you know. Everybody's running in from, you know, in the ashram, from leaving whatever they were doing and running to the Kulwant Hall. I still remember that we were discussing, hey, Swami has come here. He likes high bhajans. So let's take one really high bhajan. And I remember one of our brothers, senior brother, singing Ishwara Allah Ek Tumi Ho. Because it starts really high and I was thinking, wow, you know, what a moment it is. Okay, and I remember singing Sadguru Brahma Sanatanahe, Paramadaya Ghana Pavanahe, you know, that bhajan. And then I'm seeing everybody and then that the monkey mind of mine is in the dream also it's thinking, you idiots, now you all are coming, huh? Just because you're seeing a miracle. Till now you didn't remember to come to Kulwant Hall.
Oh.
Okay, and I remember some brothers who you, otherwise when Swami was physically there, who would otherwise run to sit in the first lines, you know, and would always want to be in his, you know,
within
line of sight.
Yes.
Yeah. And otherwise who are now sitting behind somewhere at the back, you know, they have suddenly jumped in the front. And I'm wondering why, eh? Why now? Why you were happy there, right? All these months you sat over there without doing anything. Now why are you, like, you know, these kind of monkey thoughts are going on in my mind. And then the bhajan gets over and now we are waiting for Swami to take arati, right? So how is Swami going to take arati, right? And soon the footstool moves, okay, and then the arati begins. Now, after the arati gets over and we say Jai Bolo, and there is, and I remember the silence after the arati, okay, it was very similar to the silence that, you know, oftentimes when Swami would sit back after the arati gets over, there'll be absolute pin drop silence. Everybody is like looking intently. Yes. Now what is going to happen? Is he going to talk to someone?
Yes.
Or is he going to call for the mic or some, you know, anything could happen at that time.
Yes.
That silence I could actually experience at that moment. Mm. And I'm seeing, you know, lots of ladies. I'm able to hear the cryings of a lot of ladies, you know. Swami, like, you know, we have missed you and you have finally come. Though we are not able to see you still. And after about, you know, fight, and that moment is for eternity, and there are still, after some time, you know, of course, we idiots in the bhajan group, you know, you're wondering now, what next? I mean, it's what to do now next? Is Swami there? Is Swami not there? You know, the chair has been shifted. It's not gone back to its original position. It's like that only. And so is Swami there? Who's going to go and now? Who's going to get up? You know, are we going to sit here only for hours together or, you know, things like that? That is the thought process going on. And then eventually as we start dispersing from the Kulwant Hall, I'm seeing on the road, on the main road, hundreds of cars have started streaming back to Prashanthi Nilayam, you know, because I think the you know, the word has spread like wildfire that, you know, Swami has arrived. And as I'm seeing the cars, you know, coming back, I said, ah, Parthi returns. You know, that's the thought. Oh my God, the old glory of Parthi returns. You know, when we would see cars steaming into Parthi, and I think, in some way, you know, I was feeling bad. Because again, my Swami is going to get divided into so many more people. The Swami that whom I had always with me, and you know, we were just a few people in Mandir. So then I'm actually going back to hostel, and I'm sleeping on my bed. And the next day morning, I wake up. And almost for about 15-20 minutes after I woke up, I was still feeling that life has changed. I mean, in reality, I thought Prashanthi Nilayam is back to its. I mean, Swami has actually come. It took me about 10 to 15 minutes to figure that, oh, that was just a dream. You know, that I had seen. It was so vivid. Even to this day, 7-8 years after, I still remember that dream very vividly. So when I think about that, you know, it's that call, isn't it? Guru Deva, Sharanam Deva. And that Sundara Rupa Shri Sai Deva, that is what comes back to the mind.
Well, I think every person in their life has undergone some transformation or the other, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I think that transformation in us is that Guru element working, you know, Sadguru working in us. I remember there was this boy who got this chance to go to Bhagwan with a basin of prasadam. The boys used to have this opportunity, you know, before you distribute the prasadam, a few vessels will be blessed by Bhagwan.
Correct.
So this boy was from the North India, and he was a very well-built boy. Before he came here itself, he was, you know, into many sports. He was horse riding and he was a boxer and everything. So, you know, holding that basin was like a child's play for him, even though the basin was full with the laddus. And so he thought, you know, no problem, you know, I will just hold and, you know, Swami will bless. And for some reason, Swami was actually not looking towards his side. You know, Swami was talking to someone else. So he held it for a while. You know, 10 seconds, 15 seconds, but Swami is still not looking. And, you know, now it's getting a little heavy, you know. But he says, no, but I am strong enough, you know, like I'm not like anyone else in the hostel, so I will hold it. So it's no problem. So it is like 30 seconds over, and still Swami is like completely oblivious of this boy standing next to him. And, you know, everyone else is actually feeling very sympathetic towards him because, you know, it's not easy to hold it for so long. And, but he doesn't want to give up. He says, no, it's okay. I mean, I can box, I can do shot put, I can hold. What is the big deal, you know? So now it's almost like, you know, it's close to a minute and it's becoming really difficult. And Swami is like not even, you know, giving any inkling of that something is happening here. And, you know, now he's getting afraid also. People are also getting afraid. No, you shouldn't drop the thing. Anything can happen, you know, if you lose control. And it's like now almost reaching a stage where he doesn't know what to do. And he's like, his nerves are getting stiff and his face is becoming red and everything is stretched, muscles are tight. And the last minute, finally says, Swami, please, Swami, I can't do it, Swami, please. Swami, I am nothing, Swami, please, please. Then that suddenly Swami looks. And as if nothing has happened, Swami doesn't even look. Then Swami just blesses that moment. And he says, you know, from that day, it was such a hard knock. You know, for all the people who were watching, it was as if nothing has happened. It was like Swami was busy with something and, you know, after a minute or so, he blessed. But for that boy, that minute changed his life in such a dramatic way. You know, so whenever he thinks that I am something, then, you know, this whole thing comes back. You know, I am nothing. I am nothing.
Beautiful.
So, I feel, you know, there are these moments of, you know, Bhagwan acting on us, Bhagwan chiseling and doing exactly why we have come to him and why he has come for us. And I think this bhajan is a very beautiful medium for us to, I feel, reflect on those moments, as, you know, you also many times say, and so is, you know, you quote Bhagwan, and Swami says, I don't want your devotion, I want your transformation. So I think this is, you know, whenever you think about Bhagwan, I think it's a very beautiful opportunity to think about all the changes that have happened and that are happening. And, you know, sometimes we make a change, we again go back, you know, we are not able to stick to that. I think these bhajans, you know, guru bhajans to me are feel very, again, surrender it, you know, Lord, give me that strength, you know, pahi pahi, you know, you give me that strength, you know, I am at your feet, I want that strength so that, you know, these transformations that you are doing, I understand, I implement, and I become that.
Yes.
Yeah, I think in different ways, perhaps every devotee, I feel in their hearts, knows, each devotee know what they were before Swami entered into their lives and what they are now. And
I think possibly we should, it's also a beautiful opportunity to see what is the change that,
yes,
that has happened.
Yeah, so maybe a good way to reflect. And then, you know, Sundara Rupa, and how beautifully he has done it. I mean, just imagine, even in this incident, you know, how beautifully he did the transformation. In 1 minute, you know, the message that would have probably taken lifetimes to learn happened in 1 minute. You know, that is the beauty, isn't it? Beauty of God coming down in a human form. And those experiences are happening to us all the time, you know.
Correct.
So I think that is the Sundara Rupa of the Lord. The beautiful way he loves to guide.
In fact,
and
yeah,
guide.
Just now when you said this, I was remembering how Swami, you know, within a minute, he actually tells that, you know, in Bhaja Govindam, there is this beautiful the stanza, which is Harati Nimeshat Kala Sarvam. No,
yes.
So. Ma kuru dhana jana,
yovana
garvam.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Harati nimesha kala sarvam.
Yes. So this boy had that yovana garvam, that, yeah, you know, I am the youthful, I am the one who goes to the,
yeah,
this thing, and harati nimesha kala sarvam. Within a minute, you know, everything is taken away. So that, yeah, actually he experienced that Bhaja Govindam at the feet of the Lord,
yeah,
by Swami just looking in another direction and,
yeah,
you know, so yeah, so very beautiful, very nice, that Sundara Rupa Shri Sai, to look at it this way,
yes,
that,
yeah,
how beautifully Swami does it.
Yeah, yeah.
Means otherwise Bhaja Govindam we would have, yeah, heard it, you know, Ma Kuru Dhana Jana, all of us have sung it.
Mm.
So don't ever have any garvam,
yes,
you know, towards your Dhana, Jana, or Yavana, because everything can go off in a trice. And this boy had that experience.
Yeah, and the most beautiful thing is we have him.
Yes.
And the most beautiful way, he makes our lives beautiful.
Correct.
Yeah, I think.
Very nice.
I think everyone perhaps can just, I feel every bhajan, if it is not taking us closer to the Lord, then we have missed an opportunity.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that is a one very, very serious thing that all we devotees have to keep in mind, is that at any moment, if a bhajan session is not going to be a value-added service,
yes,
if it's not going to be a value-added session, then we have to go back and contemplate on why was it that I was not able to connect, you know, and if 2-3 sessions go off like that, that means there is something, you know, fundamentally wrong in the way we are doing bhajans, right? Because otherwise, today the bhajan sessions in many ways have become, you know, in fact, places where there is more jealousy, there is more hatred, there is, you know, this one-upmanship and all of that. And I think that is something that we must safeguard.
We have to think about what the Guru is trying to do to us.
Correct.
The transformations that Bhagwan as Sadguru, right from the days of Manasa Bhajare Guru Charanam, is trying to do in our lives. I think every bhajan session, and interestingly also, and which is followed in most of the Sai centers, you know, after the Ganesh bhajan, you have a Guru bhajan.
Correct.
I think that is Ganesh. Of course, everything starts with Ganesh. But after that, Swami as the Guru is the next most important thing that Bhagwan has perhaps laid down for all of us. Yeah. And I think that is something to really reflect whenever we sing a Guru bhajan. And of course, and this bhajan again is very easy to learn. Simple bhajan.
Simple bhajan.
Simple bhajan. And as you sing, you feel like surrendering yourself to the Lord. Yeah. Wonderful. I think we can go on talking Swami as a Sadguru. But I think this is something that all of us possibly can do in our own way, every bhajan session and every moment when bhajans are going on in our minds incessantly. Thank you so much, brother, for this beautiful session.
Thank you so much, Sairam.
Sairam.
So that was Brother Amey Deshpande, former student of Bhagwan's University and currently who works for the Sri Sathya Sai Central Trust, sharing what this bhajan means to him. And now, let's listen to the Mandir version of this bhajan, how it sounds when sung in the Sanctum Sanctorum in Prashantinilayam.
Guru Deva Sharanam Deva.
Sundara Rupa Sri Sai.
So that brings us to the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries or comments, as always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. With gratitude and love, we offer this endeavor at His lotus feet.